Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Mark Harmon, who's Director of Products with J&J Flooring Group. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. You're part of this project out in Portland at the Portland International Airport. I want to get to that in just a minute. Just a little background, though, for our listeners' benefit with you. You're actually second generation. You've been in the carpet business a long time. Been J&J for a few years. Prior to that, you were actually one of the owner partners at Blue Ridge. That came about because Richmond had been purchased by Blue Ridge, and your father was one of the owners of Richmond, right?
That's correct. My dad started in the carpet industry in 1957 at Callaway Mills down in LaGrange and started Richmond in 1970.
All right, so let's talk about this. The reason it's caught our eyes, I mean, this article's in Wall Street Journal. NBC News has done something on it.
It is. It's a very unique situation we found ourselves in. I mean, the people of Portland, they're known for their eccentricities, peculiarities, uniqueness. In fact, their city's unofficial motto is Keep Portland Weird. And an example of this is their love affair with their airport's carpet. Yeah, the old carpet's been down for nearly three decades. I mentioned earlier about the color. It's a dated turquoise color, accented with a geometric logo that was supposedly inspired by the aerial view of the airport property. Even though this teal-colored carpet had really lived well beyond its useful life, you could say the locals sort of lamented the replacement of their beloved carpet. Mm-hmm. Thousands of selfies, or what they call footsies, have been taken and posted on social media. So it's kind of customary for many of the people from Portland, when they return home, they take photographs of themselves standing or lying around on the PDX carpet upon their arrival. So soon, the carpet had its own following on Facebook. There were socks made with the logo, T-shirts, even had its own local beer called PDX Carpet IPA.
So just for our listeners' benefit, real quickly, it's been down 30 years. It's an Axminster product. They're pulling it up, and the reason I'm talking to you, you're involved. The carpet that they're putting in and its replacement is a J&J product, right?
That is correct. We competed with many other mills. Really, our relationship began with our local rep and the architect firm that Portland Port Authority hired, Henneberry-Eddy. So our local rep had a relationship with Henneberry-Eddy, and we got involved. They redesigned the logo slightly. They updated it. I guess maybe there were some expansions at the airport, so the overall aerial view sort of changed a little bit. And, of course, updated the color. And we started with the design process and made it over the first hurdle with the design. And then from there, the specifications and testing began. And it's brutally tested. We're replacing an Axminster with tufting. And one of the ways we're able to do that is with these extremely strict specs. Lou Migliori has been involved with that very heavily. With the yarn, the twist levels, with the weight of the carpet, the tufting machine, the backing, very much so with the backing. Uh-huh. We've had many people here at J&J involved on the technical side, customer relations, our coating people and tufting people, assuring that every single roll of carpet that we make is tested and measured for quality conformance. Mm-hmm.
So this is a custom design. It's a broad loom carpet. Mm-hmm. And talk about the yarn. Is it solution dyed?
It is. In fact, it's solution dyed yarn that we extrude here at J&J. It's our Encore SDN Ultima. You know, we get a ton of warranties with color fastness, atmospheric contaminants, and stain removal warranties and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the backing, it's a special blend of backing we're only using specifically for this job. And it took us a while to get there, too.
And to talk about the scale. I mean, this is a big airport, so it's a lot of carpet, isn't it?
It's a lot of carpet. There are two very similar patterns that we make on our, what we call the 3C tufting machine. It's the color point machine, and it's a cut-loop construction. Uh-huh. And there are approximately 55,000 square yards of two slightly different patterns. And then we make what we're calling a border carpet, even though it's really more than a border. It's used to separate the other two. And there's about 20,000 square yards of it.
Now, you know, the Atlanta airport used to have carpet throughout, and then they put some kind of hard surface down the middle. Is this airport going with carpet throughout, wall to wall?
It is. I'm sure there are maybe some, a few small areas that do not have carpet, but it's mostly carpeted. When the Port Authority and Henneberry-Eddy folks came to visit the mill, I asked him about that. I said, it's good to see that you all are keeping carpets considering so many airports are going the other direction.
Right.
They like the noise dampening qualities of carpet and also the slip fall safety issues of carpet.
I'm sure there's a wheel performance. There's a lot of wheelchairs and carts and things like that.
Yeah. And we also we're not diving into this totally blind either. We shipped about 200 square yards of material about 2 years ago. They installed it, and they've been walking on it and riding their carts on it that whole time, and it's performed extremely well.
Huh. What stage of the retrofit? Has the old carpet come up yet, or where are we on that?
Well, as the old carpet comes up, the new carpet's going down. They're obviously doing it in sections. It's a 24-hour airport, so they're trying to be as least disruptive as possible. We're about a fourth to a third of the way through the project right now. It'll probably take till the year's end to complete it all.
And they've changed the coloring. Like you said earlier, it was teal, and now they've kind of gone with a more updated green, right?
It's an updated, more of a hunter-type green. When we were up there, along with NBC News and the Wall Street Journal and a lot of local Portland media were there when they started ripping up the old carpet. And to see in the background local travelers taking pictures of the installers like they were paparazzi was a little amusing, to say the least.
Hey, I've got to shout out the people who are putting it in and taking out the old, our StarNet member. It's Rubenstein's carpet up there. So
that's right.
They're good friends of ours.
I'll tell you what, they're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. They're doing an excellent job. We're working together real well. It really is a partnership thing. We couldn't do it on our own, and obviously they couldn't without us. They're really being a really strong partner with us on this.
And what a sustainability story. I mean, if they sell all this old carpet off, we're not going to worry about it going in the landfill, are we?
Well, this is one of the most unique ways of repurposing carpet I've ever seen. You're right. They are selling the old carpet, and they're cutting it up into swatches,
yeah.
You know, small rugs, and selling it to folks up there. Can they sell all, you know, 50,000 square yards of it? We'll wait and see. But it's a unique way of repurposing carpet, that's for sure.
Yeah, and actually you can go to pdxcarpet.com if you want to order some.
There you go. Maybe right, I need to order some.
Yeah.
Well, we hope in 30 years they're doing the same with our carpet.
Oh, that's good.
Everybody up there is lamenting and crying and selling pieces of our carpet off.
Well, this will be a great test for the durability of tufted broadloom carpet, won't it?
I think it will.
Mark, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Mark Harmon, Director of Products with J&J Flooring Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.